You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Hey, Stacy.
Hey, Chelsea.
I have a joke I picked out especially for you.
Aww.
Where did Napoleon keep his armies?
I don't know where.
In his sleeveys. It's so stupid.
I was playing the song.
I'm single. I'm single. I'm single.
Why? You're so fabulous.
Yeah, I'm single. Ready to mingle. Yeah, I'm single. These are the reasons why I'm single.
Hey guys, it is episode 36.
Whoa!
I feel like you say that
I do every time.
Week.
Numbers!
She's like, we're still here!
Right. Started from the bottom. Do you ever like listen to some of our earlier episodes? I'm like, ah, amateurs.
I don't. I actually think those are some of my better stories.
Really?
But maybe the better stories carried us. So now my average story is just kicking. I have a good story today, though.
Oh,
yeah, I'm excited.
Story time.
I was actually reminded of this story by my dad. He's like, I can't believe you haven't told this story yet. And I was like, I forgot. It's so I've oversold it already.
I adore the relationship you have with your dad.
My dad listened to that one episode that we were talking about sex.
We since we're going there today.
But I was talking about sex. And
to be fair, the guest
I apologized like four times over. Like, sorry, Daddy. So I go to see him and he's like, you know how I know it's going to be bad, whatever you say? He goes, there's a level of bad by how many times you say sorry, Dad, before you say it. And he goes, you said it four times. He goes, I almost turned it off. And I'm like, you should have.
But I support my child.
Right. And then I'm like, well, just as long as you keep remembering that I'm an adult.
Like, you're not a virgin.
Right? Right? Spoiler alert.
What? You lied to me. I'm just kidding.
Well, that's just not true.
See, what happened was, well, you know what happened.
Do I? So how's your week been, Stace?
It's been pretty okay.
Okay.
I'm trying to think. What did I even... I haven't done anything.
What happened in the city that you work in this week?
Oh my gosh, that did happen this week.
Thank you.
So,
I'll feed it to you.
Aw. So it was crazy. So like 2 weeks ago, that was when we had a power outage
right.
at our building. It was super bitter cold. And
oh, we talked about it.
Yes, because I was then bitter. So
and cold.
Better preach. So this past week, there was a gas leak. It was actually right next to our building. And I had to do something off-site for work, so then I was to be back in the office. I was like, oh, I should probably get back to the office at 11. 10:30, I get a message saying, everyone evacuate the building. There's a gas leak. I'm like, what? So then as you drive into the city, like you can smell it, like Birmingham, you can smell it. So I'm like, okay. So I park in the parking garage, which is just like a block over from our building. So then... everyone just had to scurry out of the building, so that everyone's just in various coffee shops. So we ended up at Commonwealth. Shout out to Commonwealth. First of all, their their chorizo hash will bless your life if you haven't had it. It's delicious. Fun fact, a guy that I worked with at U of M, we worked in the cafeteria, and he was the chef that created that dish, because I posted, like, this dish will bless your life. He's like, oh, thanks, I created it. I was like, shut up, Jacob, you made this! It was amazing. But yeah, so we were camped out.
How long did they keep you out of your office?
So there's a small private parking lot next to our office. So some of our team members that were parked there, they couldn't get their cars until 1:30 p.m. and the gas leak happened at 10:30.
Oh my gosh.
It was bananas. And then we had an interview.
It was so crazy. It was bananas.
If I have ever heard an excuse for day drinking.
There was a thought. And so on the day that we had the power outage, we used a specific recruiter and we had an interview that day. Same recruiter, day of the gas leak. We're like, oh, we have to cancel again. There's a gas leak. And they're like, seriously? We're like, we're not making this up.
I mean, these are too crazy. Check the news. It was like Facebook Living.
Because our VP, he was just like, that's my car. It's stuck in the parking lot. But we had some nice team bonding at Commonwealth.
Well, that
we had
was
some
good.
Lattes and just talked. In
well,
the...
that's fabulous. You know, speaking of day drinking, yesterday was.
What kind of day did you have?
Well, I'm not drinking right now,
right?
Because of the gym thing.
Drink.
Woohoo! I'm kicking butt and taking names.
You are
squats.
Squats. Mm. But yesterday was National Margarita Day.
Yeah.
So they
in
were.
In February?
Yes. And, but here's
solid
the thing.
Point.
It was completely like a legit thing because all these different restaurants had crazy good deals on margaritas. Mm. And we, as we know from previous episodes, tequila is my jam.
Right. I don't like tequila. Wait, what is Patron?
That was Stacey.
Thank you. No, I'll be here all week.
I don't think I like tequila. I don't think it agrees
bottle.
With me.
Did a bottle.
By the way, if you're listening live, feel free to tweet us.
Hi.
At Why I Am Singles.
Plural.
And we might answer if I'm paying attention to myself.
There's a lot going on.
I mean, you know. Yeah. But no, so I put a post out because I felt like people didn't know because who would think in February that
right.
it's National Margarita Day? And the news was like, here's where you can go to get a deal. And the best deal was at Fuddruckers.
What? They have booze?
Thank you. Because like everybody in our high school worked at that one Fuddruckers,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
So
side note, I just went to the one in Southfield like 3 weeks
ago. There is one now right outside of Lakeside Mall, which is, yeah, like it used to be Cheeseburger
yeah!
in Paradise.
Yeah.
But if you went there yesterday, you could have gotten a margarita for $2.22.
Because it was $2.22.
But I was like, that's freaking, yes.
Wow.
I will take seven.
Yes.
And
one for you, five for me.
Yes, there you go.
I'm on a liquid diet.
I
it has fruit in it.
Yeah, right? But yeah, so that's what's going on with me. But nothing besides a
wait,
national
wait, so you
holiday.
Didn't actually have...
No, I didn't. Oh. I just was really excited about it. And then, you know, tequila.
Right. You need to let me know your gym schedule because one of these days I want to go with you.
I like
just...
it.
Pass out.
You'd be like, I can't. Well, I tweaked my back yesterday.
No,
at the gym.
Wait. Didn't your dude do that? Like,
I know. Right?
Is it contagious? Is my back safe? I'm being sarcastic. I think.
Until her back goes out, and then she's like, dang it, Chelsea!
It is contagious!
No.
My neck. My, oh, shoot.
That's a dirty song.
I just Stacey. Was naming body parts in case there are children listening, learning anatomy.
If there are children listening to this explicit warning
bad
show,
parents.
Bad parenting.
Sorry, Dad.
Yeah. That should be our hashtag. Hashtag edit Dave. Hashtag sorry, Dad.
My dad doesn't listen.
Thanks
it's
for
okay.
listening to support us. But
thanks,
sorry.
Dad. He doesn't listen.
I like the way that your dad sees me. I'm fine with him not listening.
He actually has you in a better light than me, to be quite honest.
There's no way that's true.
You.
I'm far too honest.
Yeah.
Anyway, we are not alone in the studio today.
Besides, wait, we're not. Well, besides our delicious sound engineer.
Hey, sound guru.
Ellen.
A weird adjective to describe
guru.
Me.
Oh, I say delicious all the time.
Oh,
okay.
Delicious?
Oh,
okay. Oh.
I mine's a noun. Sorry. Go for it.
Mine's an adjective.
Thank you. I will accept the compliment. I need to get better about that.
Yeah, just accept it.
No, I had to work on that too. Everyone's
you're young.
Like, you look
we're
so
all super,
pretty. I'm like, stop.
We're all super hard on ourselves. Just,
right?
You're pretty. Accept it.
I told Chelsea I liked her makeup. I'm just like, and I like it because it looks like colors that I could wear. Oh, yeah. I guess I probably shouldn't have told you that. She's so mean to me.
So episode 36 is called Stacey's Cry for Help.
Apparently, because listen, okay.
She doesn't feel safe here.
And
this
also.
This is an intervention.
Yeah,
right? Listen, so, okay. Our fabulous guest that we have here. Lauren Wild.
Lauren Wild.
Good evening.
Hi. Ooh.
Oh, that's such a radio
right?
voice. It's
oh.
so much more than mine.
I'm like, okay, this show's now a little too sophisticated.
Right?
Just wait till I start talking.
We need to get you some tequila. And
no, people don't need booze once to again, loosen up around
do
us.
Do I need to plug the open bar that Podcast Detroit has provided for the guests?
Oh.
In front? Okay, just... thought I'd throw that in there for days.
She's like, do I need to throw it out there? Because I did.
I brought it up
because
it's out there.
It's out there. It was warm and I dropped it. So now
the mic's coming up.
Dropped it like it's hot.
Dropped it like it's hot.
So, Lauren, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, where to even begin?
What's your sign?
Okay. Oh, we're going there.
This is what 36 is about. I get an intervention. She gets asked what sign she is. This is unfair.
You know what, Pisces? I don't think that's what you are.
Close. Aries.
Ah!
Okay, so I have a better idea.
Okay.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I'm scared. See how I just go into protect mode?
I'm going to have you guess my sign at the end of the show. How about that?
Oh, I like it. It'll be terrible, but I'm going to go for it.
Okay, good. Okay.
So, yeah, because I know
it'll
nothing
be another
about...
game that I get wrong, but it'll be fine.
I know nothing about astrology, except I'm an Aries and my brother is a Taurus. That's all I know.
Do you know what I am?
And that a car is a Taurus.
We should write that down so we don't forget. At the end of the show.
Oh, no, we'll remember.
55. Okay, you'll remember?
Okay. I will remember.
My mic is officially off.
Ellen keeps us in check.
She does.
To get to know you, we play a little game.
Okay.
Yes.
And it's called Two Truths
and a Lie.
So, Lauren, wild. that's some nice
Should I even introduce myself or no?
Yes, introduce yourself, please.
Do whatever you want.
This is your moment.
Yes.
I'm taking
From
over.
This moment. So
for the ladies and the folks that don't know, I'm a writer, humorist, and extremely amateur sex therapist. I should say unqualified sex therapist.
Can I call myself an amateur sex therapist?
Absolutely. Just own it.
What would my title be?
A professional virgin.
Thank you. By choice, because there's a difference.
No, it is by choice. She could get it if
Shoot,
she wanted.
I get asked like every other week.
Wait, what? Are you, what?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on.
We broke it!
Okay, so you...
Stacey has made the choice to wait to dip into the fruit.
Okay.
until she is married.
All right.
Yeah, nothing against anyone else.
No,
that
and
does
believe me,
whatever.
She hears all my crazy stories and she's like, get it.
And that's what we're here to talk about. So.
There we go. Perfect. So don't worry, you're not going to scare her. I've done that plenty of times.
True. I cry behind the microphone.
It's happened.
And then I go, this is why my dad doesn't listen. So, do you have two truths and a lie?
I do.
All right, I'm excited.
Okay. So here we go. First one. When I was in high school, I worked at a student farm and I castrated baby lambs.
Whoa.
Ouch.
We just talked about circumcision at church last night. Very interesting.
Your church is weird.
It's not weird. We talk about real things. A couple weeks ago, sex was pretty awesome. Not going to lie.
I know. You talked about that.
I got super pumped.
All right.
I'm excited.
So this was while you were in high school?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Wow.
They gave you tools to...
Don't do this.
To castrate yourself? Not yourself, obviously, but like do it yourself. Not like... someone else do it?
Yeah, because it was a working farm.
Wow.
So the students do all the work on
the
farm.
That's very interesting. It's like prison. Everybody has a job.
or real life.
I was going to say, wait, why were you at the farm if it's like prison?
it's like prison or real life or prison. I just watched a whole lot of Orange is the New Black, guys.
You know,
everybody has a job.
You know, I could have left the farm if I wanted. It wasn't like
captive.
Thank you. Thank you. I didn't have shackles
on. How long a day
on.
Were you there?
Wait, would you stop? You
she
do this
was
all the time.
Answer.
You, let her tell all of her.
Okay, fine.
Okay, next one. Don't want to fight with you. I want to fight for us.
Sorry, next.
So next one, I have actually sweat to the oldies with Richard Simmons.
With him?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I'm really jealous.
I just thought about him the other day too.
Weird.
Yeah.
Wow. Did you soulmates? Like look at shorts and we're like, you know who would wear those?
You know what? I think it's because my hair was like a nice curly afro the other day.
Your hair is a nice curly afro today also.
Oh,
it's amazing that he's kept that up. Over
right?
like 40 years.
I feel like somebody told me he's like straight up crazy, and I believe that, but good for him because he's endorphins
good.
Crazy.
Looks good.
Workouts make endorphins, and happy people don't kill people. That would be Legally Blonde.
Okay, I was like, that's from something.
It's a movie that you haven't seen all
no,
of.
No, I have seen it. I have seen all of that one.
Wow.
Yeah, Bend and Snap, whole thing. It was actually a really cute movie.
Most movies are good if you make it through the whole thing.
Well, maybe if I had more supportive people that would sit me down and watch. And this isn't about us. It's about our guests.
We're working through some things.
Right? Good thing we have a therapist.
This is like group therapy. Okay.
Honestly. I like that show. Sorry.
How do you feel?
Like temperature-wise or like internally? Sorry. What's your next?
My next fact or lie, ooh, depending on what you ladies guess, is when I was 17, I ran off to France to meet a guy I met on the internet.
First of all,
okay,
these three are amazing.
Right? Okay. Castrating sheep. Lambs. Making out with a guy in France. I mean, awesome.
As a teenager.
As a teenager.
Eiffel Tower.
And then what was the second one?
Sweating to the oldies
with Richard. Richard.
I want that one to be true so much. I'm going to go with the last one is not true. What's your guess?
I think I was going to do that too, but now I feel like I should pick something else. Because
that's what I would do whenever you would pick
one. Yeah. Okay.
Then, I mean, you can pick whatever you want.
I'm going to say, I'm going to say you did not castrate a lamb. You probably castrated a lamb, didn't you?
So am I supposed to tell you?
So now you tell us which one's the lie.
Okay, so the lie is the lamb.
Oh! 17.
We castrated pigs.
Ha! See, I knew it was semantics because my cousin and uncle have a farm with sheep and it's too young. Yes! Knowledge.
Oh gosh, I'm so sweating with the oldies. Thank
okay,
you.
So when did that happen? Yeah,
that's amazing.
So Richard Simmons had he just closed it. He had an aerobic studio in Beverly Hills called Slimmins.
Nice,
awesome.
And anyone could go, you know, whenever, and find out when Richard was actually doing the class. He had other instructors, of course. So at this time, I lived in San Francisco. I went down to LA about 4 years ago. We found out Richard was going to be hosting a class. So we went.
I went too.
And great. It was amazing. It was so much fun. There were like 60 people in the room. So you could like really barely move.
Right. Obviously.
Right.
But he was legit like such a sweetheart. I always thought he was like hamming it up and putting it on. But having actually talked to him.
Whoa.
I really think he is the real deal. Like, he seriously cares about people.
Aww.
Oh, for sure. I get that. You get that vibe when
yeah,
you see
like
the...
it's, and he is raunchy.
Oh, I believe that.
AF. Okay.
Really?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. He is super raunchy. If you are a man in that class,
I'm sure.
Simulating sex on the floor.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever seen the Whose Line Is It Anyway? They had him come on,
mm-hmm,
and they had it was the game where they had them like moving them as
like
the bodies.
Or
yes,
something.
Yes.
Yeah.
But Richard Simmons was doing. I'm not kidding. If you're ever having a bad day, like Google YouTube it. I'll post it because it's that funny. It's so but he is hilarious. Okay, so paint me a picture. You're 17,
mm-hmm,
and you're like, yup,
right,
Jacques. I'm gonna come get you.
Oh wait. Yeah.
I mean, okay.
I'm surprised you could at 17, because I was just like, 18? I don't know about 17.
I don't know. A lot of people we know went to France when they were 17 because of school trips, though.
Yeah. Right.
Was it a school trip?
No.
You just went? By yourself?
I'd graduated high school early, so I was like working, kind of figuring out what the heck I was doing with my life. I worked with a woman in a coffee shop, and I knew I had been chatting with this guy for months. So... we were like developing a romance.
Nice. Yeah.
And I knew that.
Oh my God, I love this so much.
Right? I'm like, I need to go on dates.
Yeah.
Jerks.
Yeah. So I knew, like, I was like, I want to go to Paris and meet him. And so I asked this woman I worked with, I said, hey, do you want to like come with me? I don't want to go alone.
Whoa.
And she was, this is actually crazy to me now. She was like an old woman to me. Which probably
she was like 24,
right? Yeah, yeah. She was like ancient.
Isn't that funny?
Oh my
how
god,
that
you're
changes?
Like almost 25. You are clearly we're not in the same level as friends. I'm way cooler. And now I guess you can come with me.
Now I call 24-year-olds babies.
Hi, Ellen. Oh, she's definitely way younger than that, though.
Way younger.
But as a 17-year-old, you're like,
oh yeah, for sure.
Oh my god, you're responsible, right? So I told my mom, going with this woman. We're gonna go like have a week long vacation.
I'm going with this woman. My mom would assume it's like an adult, not a quote unquote adult. Like,
whoa. Right. And so we went.
She was just like, okay, bye. Your mom?
I think my parents were smart enough to know that like they couldn't really stop me from doing stuff
that.
I wanted.
Yeah.
And I was a pretty mature kid. I mean, I had a good head on my shoulders. So yeah, I went.
Wow.
And did you, okay, so how long, was it like?
Side note, I'm like, I couldn't afford that.
Was this like fabulous love affair for a week?
It was legitimately a wonderful, wonderful week together. I will never forget it. I have very fond memories of that week. He and I subsequently got married.
What? I'm like, I'm so happy for you.
Oh, and then we got divorced.
Well, I was going to say, I want to stay happy, but let's see what happens.
I'm so happy. Are you kidding me? I wouldn't even care. Like, that sucks that you're divorced. But, like, that is a movie romance. I'm so happy. Write a book.
I am actually so thrilled to be divorced, but...
How long were you married?
We were together for almost 10 years.
Wow.
Whoa! I'm impressed. Like, I'm impressed.
Wow. Yeah, and I've been divorced for about 10. So,
wow.
Dang.
I mean, I already knew that you were intriguing, but like
the voice.
Yes. I was like, "Oh, it's about to get
Now,
real."
Had you ever met him before, like, or video chatted with him or anything like
well,
that?
Well, this was back in the day.
Right.
Okay. This was like, 1997.
Because you said chatting, that means chat rooms.
Like. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We were chatting and it wasn't a dating chat thing because I don't think that existed back
then.
No,
it didn't. Right. It didn't. I mean, they had like the email ones, but that was.
No, this was a chat thing. We just met. There wasn't really video. I mean, I think we had photos.
True.
I think. I mean, I knew what he looked like. We'd sent some photos, but like it was hard to send a photo. I don't remember why it was so hard, but
because you had to scan them into you
right.
had to get a scanner.
I was hearing. Oh yeah, did they have scanners?
Scanners.
Like that's what my mind
went. You had to print out the photo,
right?
Yeah.
Then you had to get a hard copy, and then you had to scan the photo to get it into. And it was a shitty scanner,
right?
So it wasn't going to be good.
Wouldn't things take forever to upload? Like,
yes.
What was still on
it? Was like, it was literally like 7 minutes for one photo, and then you had to create it, save it to the computer, and then pull it as an attachment to an email,
right?
Yep.
And who wants to do any of that?
Yeah. Kids don't know the struggle. They just don't know.
The struggle is real.
Like when you like when people are like, oh no, you just drag it over and then it's done.
I'm like, forget you.
I'm like,
you know what I went through.
You don't understand.
Right.
My niece is in elementary school and they're learning how to code. Like,
wow. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, that's like a normal thing. And I'm like, code?
Like, you can't learn cursive, but you can code.
Well, I have a code of my own. You won't be able to read my letters. Good luck.
Oh, you can't read it? Kid.
Google it. Sorry, I digress a little.
Yeah, there's no bitterness here.
That's amazing,
anymore.
Though. All three of them were fabulous. So you still did end up castrating animals. You just
that was all true. I was... on a student farm in high school.
How long of the day was it?
It was 4 hours a couple times a week or something.
Wow.
And yeah, this was in Bloomfield Hills.
That's awesome.
What? I was wondering. I was like, was it here? In
yeah, it was. It was in Bloomfield Hills.
It's crazy how people don't realize how rural this place used to be because my grandparents my mom grew up on a farm at 16 in DeQuinder. And they still lived there when I was 7.
Wow.
So, like, I remember being on a farm at 16 in DeQuinder. They just built subdivisions around the farm and all this. It's crazy.
Yeah. Wow. So, yeah, that happened. We watched, like, calves being birthed. Whoa. We, like,
that's so cool,
right?
Have you ever been, like, when the state farm, that was, or the state farm, the state fair, that
Never
was my
went.
Favorite tent because you could watch Oh. It was the birthing tent. They always had the animals that were about to give birth in there. And it was so cool. You got to see all sorts of animals be born.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
Craziest one I ever saw was a horse. Because horses come out with...
Do they come out head first? How does...
No, they grab them by their back hips and pull them out. But when they come out, there's this stuff coming off of their heel, their hooves. And they kind of look like stalactites. And it's to protect the moms on the inside so they don't, like, hurt them because it's a hoof. But it's the scariest thing to see when you're, like, 10. Because you're like, what's wrong with that pony?
Whoa. I'm learning so much.
This is what happens when your dad grew up in Detroit and your mom grew up on a farm. Wow. Like, you get all sorts of...
My dad used to help with horses on a farm when he was a boy.
See? Like, you just needed to absorb more, Stacey.
I never got to visit the farm. I was in Indiana.
Well, that's true.
Just saying.
Anyway, so tell us.
I mean, that was an amazing story, but wow.
So you're single.
I am single.
Hey.
So I'm like single-ish. Yeah.
Single-ish?
Single-ish.
You're in a situationship?
That's shout out to Dave.
Dave came up with that. I can't even take credit.
Right.
Because it was on air.
I mean... Well, I'm in open relationships.
Oh, nice.
So...
Yeah. I gotcha.
I'm kind of single.
Situationship.
Kind of not single. I don't know.
When you're ready to lock you down, you will.
Yeah. Looking. Available.
Right.
Hey. Gentlemen.
Ladies, no.
After like 5 cocktails. Hey.
Hey, our delicious sound engineer. What? I was wearing a leather jacket and she was just like, if you were a dude.
Hey. It was very cute.
Yes, it was fun. Fabulous. It was adorable. See, great. She's so sweet. Oh, thank you.
Oh, I like this kind of atmosphere. I like it.
Aww.
Yeah, I like this where we compliment each other.
Right, and I get paid. It's wonderful.
So we love telling crazy dating stories, and by we, I mean I do. Stacey gives great commentary.
Thank you so much. I like your makeup.
You're so pretty.
With your makeup on.
But apparently, yeah. the sauce of the day is bitter.
It's been bitter for a while. Is it me?
Stacey.
Wait, are you being serious or sarcastic?
a little of both, maybe?
Anyway. Us therapy!
Anyway, so tell us one of your crazy dating stories. We love them.
First of all, I want to know how much time do I actually have to tell stories?
Ooh.
I don't know, like
10 minutes,
10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever you want.
Okay, good. All right, so I'll start us off easy.
Get the popcorn.
I'll start us off easy.
All right. Oh no, we have to come up with the fake name letter of the day. We're gonna do it really quick.
Fake name letter of the day is what we use to
save the shade.
So instead of using people's real names, we use the fake name letter of the day to hide their identities. Even though if they heard the stories, they knew that they were wrong. I'm just saying.
It's a good one.
What is it?
R.
Whoa.
R. So anytime you tell a story, we ask you what their name is. You're going to come up with one with an R. If you can't come up with one, which usually that happens,
we'll help.
We're very good at that.
Yeah, okay.
So, R. And if we use a fake name, we use the bell. Yes.
Yay.
There we go.
And there we go. Okay, so I'll tell you guys a couple stories, but I'm going to save the best for last.
I love it.
Oh.
Winton, save the best for last.
Yep. That happens. I love when people come on the show and they don't know us.
Wow.
Because this has been happening our entire friendship.
That's this is amazing. What a double date would be like. Like, our dudes would just be like, God.
Like, we get it. It's a lyric to a song somewhere ever.
Anyway. See, I don't go on dates so that your relationships can thrive. Because if it was
is that what's happening?
Date, yes, I do this for you.
Are they thriving right now? I don't think they are. Anyway.
By choice.
Give it to me good.
Yeah. Okay, so this past summer, aww, I met a guy. We'll call him Roger.
Ooh!
Roger.
That's my cat's name.
How many cats do you have?
Just two.
Oh, nice.
So we've already covered both of your cats.
Yeah, that's what I was asking. Because I'm like, wait, we already said your cat's
name. He's named after Roger Daltrey. All right. Mic's going off. This is about you, not me. Okay. Goodbye.
She's adorable.
So Roger and I met on OkCupid.
Ah.
Ooh. And what I found...
Sometimes we call that, oh no, stupid, because...
Oh, yeah. Oh, we'll get there.
Oh, I like it.
So he was really cute.
Oh, those are the best ones.
I know, he was so cute. And he was like obviously like totally ripped.
Ah, jacked. Yes.
Did he have the obliques, those V's right there?
Anyway, I mean, I wasn't sure, but like I could tell. I was like,
but he had like the Dorito body, right?
Yes.
Like the wide shoulders, narrow.
And he's just like a young Roger Daltrey, just throwing that out.
Way to bring it back. Way to bring
it back. I'm done.
No, you're not.
Let's circle back to cats again. So anyway, what I found weird was before we met, he didn't ask me many questions about myself, which is always, I think, a little off-putting.
Yeah, agreed.
But I was like, oh, he's so cute. Like,
we'll like, do a lot for pretty.
Oh, just saying. That's where I'm going. So we and he and I have a Labradoodle.
Aww.
And he has a he had a Labradoodle. And I was like, oh, my God, this is like we're like a
kismet.
We're like, yes, it's going to be perfect. It's so it was August.
It's like 101 Dalmatians.
I know. So cute.
They had the same dog and then they ran into each other at the park and then they fell in love. It's adorable.
Isn't it purdy? See what I did there?
Yes, I did.
Perdita.
Perdita. Sorry.
All right.
We'll do better. So you both had Labradoodles.
So we both had Labradoodles. So I said to him, let's go along the Detroit River Walk.
Oh,
nice.
We'll take the dogs
beautiful.
For a walk. It's this beautiful out. You know, the dog gets to go out. Because I have this thing where I tend, I don't even know if this is necessarily true, but I have an impression of myself where I just tend to go like zero to sex.
Okay.
And so I was like, I need to find ways to not immediately have sex with people.
If you bring your dog, that is a
and we're
buffer.
Outside.
Yeah, in
smart.
Public.
Exactly, right. Going public.
Right. So.
With something that's you're responsible for.
Could you just stay here, puppy? I'll be back.
You know your way home.
You'll figure it out.
We've watched Homeward Bound several times.
Oh, you've such a good movie.
You've Chance. Seen the training.
They don't have a cat.
The cat is just there for sarcasm and laziness, really.
Oh, solid point. Yeah, they could just ride one of the dogs. Continue.
So we meet, super hot.
Ooh.
We're walking. Mm-hmm. And I am learning more about him. He tells me that he was what's known as a ranger in the army. Rangers are like the
yes.
elite.
Yes. That's
military,
a big deal.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And I'm
Roger
like,
oh. Ranger.
Ha! Ranger Roger.
Ranger Roger.
And so he's typically, he's got that kind of like alpha male
oh, yeah.
thing going on, like a little bit cocky. And I don't encounter that a lot. So for me, that was really exciting.
So you responded well to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I was like, oh, okay, okay. He's leading. Okay, cool. And at some point we sit down and we start chatting and he tells me how he has stopped. He's no longer a ranger because his vehicle was blown up in Afghanistan.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Which is horrible, but...
Also a little bit of a boner killer. Lady boner, but you know. Maybe not.
Maybe not.
She made it work.
She's like, oh, I'm so sad for you.
Challenge accepted.
Let me tend to your wound.
Well, you know what I thought? Because like he had half of his hand missing.
Whoa.
And I was like, oh, so maybe that will be easier to put your fingers inside me or something. Seriously, I'm sorry. Sorry, Dad.
Hashtag sorry, Dad. I love it so much. Continue. I love that you saw that half of his hand was missing and you were like, well, that's just going to fit better.
Yeah, like you won't have the pinky and the ring finger in the way.
I was wondering which
of, like,
I figured
going up into my V.
So good.
Right. So I was like, okay, we can make this work. This might actually be better.
That would suck. Like,
yeah,
that
right?
Would,
just yeah. these yeah. two. Yeah.
So anyway, we're talking. So he says that he's not a ranger anymore because of that, but he became a mercenary.
Whoa.
And I was like, what is that mean?
Right.
And he's like, oh, well, you know, a lot of things I do are classified. I can
right.
talk about it. But long story short, he was private military in the Middle East and in Afghanistan. And I, you know, I'm a very inquisitive person. And because he still is not asking me anything about myself.
Right.
Wow.
I just start peppering him with questions. And one of the questions I ask is, well, why do we have private military? I don't really know anything about that world. And he says, oh, that's because private military doesn't have to conform to the Geneva Convention.
Yes, that is true.
Mm. Okay, I find it a little disconcerting that you know this, but...
A friend of mine dated a guy who liked to run his mouth, so... I pretty much had the same questions too, because he was like talking about stuff. I'm like, that doesn't even make sense because of the Geneva Convention. And he's like, yeah, no, it had nothing to do with that because, and then, yeah, so, right.
So
don't be worried about me. Be worried about him.
Well, yeah.
Man, right? Shoot. He had one job.
Right. So I said, well, what does that mean? You weren't bound by the Geneva Convention. And he says something to the effect of, well, it means I bombed hospitals and schools and I killed mothers and I killed children. Wow. Just like, it just pretty much like rolled off his tongue.
Just like, tomorrow morning, I'm going to eat breakfast. Like,
right. Wow. I'm going to go kill some kids. And I was like, you know, horrified.
Yeah.
However, I had not felt his body yet.
You are a terrible, terrible man.
Dude. Bad man. You're so strong and bad, but strong.
I just want to feel it. I just want to feel it. So I'm just like, oh my God, like, what am I going to do? Like, this moral dilemma.
Right, right. There is. And then you're, and then you exposed your dog to this.
Right. And my dog, right. My dog is probably traumatized. And what I found actually super disconcerting is he was so nonchalant about the whole
thing. Yeah,
like,
that's
not a big deal.
Also, not something he should be talking about at all.
Right. With certainly not with a civilian.
No, absolutely not.
Right.
So he then tells me he was 30 in his mid-30s, which is pretty old to be doing that kind of work.
Right.
Yeah.
And he was kind of falling apart. And I said, well, like,
Roger.
Roger. Right. I can't even remember his real name.
You're fine. It's Roger.
Roger.
It's going to be bad if it really is Roger.
It's not Roger.
Right. Okay.
So I said, well, what are you going to do? Like, you can't keep going back for these tours. You're, you know, everything needs to be replaced in your body. And wow. He says, well, I'm going to go get a desk job. And I was like, wow, that's going to be like a really big change from spending the last 15, 16 years in a war field or war grounds. Like, how are you going to adjust to that? And he says, no joke, I really don't know because I get really bored if I don't hear the sound of gunfire.
Whoa.
Oh, my God. That's so interesting. What? My phone is ringing? Oh, no, it's this special silent thing that I hear all the time. What? My house is literally on fire? I have to leave now.
He's like, what? Fire? Gunfire?
I'm there
right now. Exactly.
I was more like, come closer. We're not totally done here. Like, obviously, this is not.
Right. This is not forever.
This is for now.
That was my thought from the beginning. I'm like, well, this is only going to be a one-time deal.
Right. This is just for now. So.
I feel like you are crazy.
You are freaking insane.
So hot.
Wow. Totally.
I mean, the pretty ones are always crazy.
Oh, he was.
They say I'm crazy. I got your crazy womanizer. Only Britney Spears song I will admit to liking.
That's not true.
No, that's really the only one.
I feel like there's more than one.
We'll talk about it later. No, we won't.
She shut it down so hard. Anyway, so what happened with you and Roger?
So Roger and I at this point kind of, I'm conflicted.
Right.
Because I sort of want to go home. It's also really hot out.
Mm.
The dogs are like a
Done.
Mess. And I'm just like, I don't know what to do. So I tell him, I'm like, listen, let's walk back. Mm-hmm. And he, you know, takes my hand and he's like, like giving me kisses on the cheek and stuff like that. I'm like, oh, Roger.
Also, he's probably like, holy crap, she's still here after I just said all of that.
Yeah. And also, like, when is the last time he's felt this comfortable with a woman?
Who hasn't ran away after he said all
right.
of that?
So
both ways. Like, this box. Yeah.
So Roger walks me back to the car.
Hey. Gentlemen.
And
I had so much fun talking about military things.
And right. you. Not me.
Right. Not, I
By the way. My name's Laura.
I was going to say that too. I was just going to say
Seriously, I was not sure he knew my name.
Wow.
Serious, I was not
hey,
sure.
Hey, you, girl.
Yeah.
Darling.
Babe.
Sweetie Kim.
Sweetie Kim.
So he walks me back to the car And he just starts like kissing me. And I'm like, okay, okay.
Yeah, that's good.
Like, let's just, okay, this is the time. So we put the dogs in the car, turn the car on. We put the dogs in, get the air rolling.
Right. So we, you know, no exhaustion for dogs.
Right.
Good for you.
And he's like, you know, now we're just basically making out next to the car. And I'm like, oh yeah, okay, now I'm going to like feel this body. I'm going to just like be in the moment. Just take the dying
right. Take all the death and all
head.
That stuff.
That's his past, not mine. Just
that's his past. This is my present.
Definitely not my future.
No, but, right? No. Just, like, that's just for right now. Right just, now,
we'll pray.
And he keeps like coming closer to me, like you know, like yeah. pressing up, and I'm like, oh my god, okay, yes. And
oh no,
right. And then.
Hashtag sorry, Dad. Go ahead.
I feel something really hard in his pants.
Okay.
I mean, that was to be expected.
Right. But what was it?
So I made a joke, as I often do.
Is that a gun?
Is that a gun?
And it was?
I said, yeah. Is that a gun in your pants? Or are you just happy to see me? And he said, oh, that's my pistol.
Oh, Lady Boner down.
Bum, bum, ba-dum. Bum.
So... We do that too.
So did he take the pistol?
I said at that point,
did he
I
take
like
the weapon out.
No, he did not take the weapon. He lifted up his shirt and I saw it was holstered. And I exclaimed, you're going to shoot your dick off with that.
I'm very concerned for your penis. I have future plans with that.
And he's like, no, I'm fine. I'm fine. And that was the moment when I was like, Laura, get the hell out of here.
Yeah, that was the moment.
Get out. What are you doing?
So how'd you get away from Roger?
I just like, I gotta go.
Okay.
Like, we're leaving. Goodbye.
And never saw or heard from him again.
He sent me an almost dick pic a couple.
Didn't have the gun in front of it.
No. He sent me an almost dick pic, which basically, let me describe this. Unsolicited, because aren't they always
they're
unsolicited?
Always unsolicited. What right. girl's like, please send me a picture of your Johnson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was like taken from his hip, looking upwards towards his chest and face. So I would describe it as the blowjob.
Like this is makes your sense. This is what you'll see.
Yeah, this is what you'll see when you're dang. Sucking my D. Sorry, Dad. And I was, it was just, oh.
You're like, oh, well. I mean, was the body nice, though? Let's get back to the
you little... know, it wasn't as nice. It was it hard, but
it wasn't
as
nice
as
you wanted
thought.
It to be. Yeah.
That's,
they never are.
Interesting.
Roger.
Roger.
Oh, my God.
First of all,
I'm on a roller coaster of emotions.
Yeah, I didn't think that's the way it was going to end.
And you didn't even act like, you're like, that's not even her best story.
Am I?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
All right, give it to me good. Give me another one.
Okay. Okay, now this
short
is...
short and sweet.
This is, wait, how many more are we...
No, 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 you're good. You're good. Okay. We're just going to roll with it.
Hey, right. Long hair.
Okay, and it's R?
Okay. R is the fake name letter of the day.
I was like, it's a rated R? Obviously.
Okay, can we call this one RuPaul?
Yes!
Yes!
That is my phone. Not on silent. Sorry, guys.
I was like, Chelsea, put the sound effect box down. I'm sick of this. But it was her phone. Good job, Ellen. She secured it. So, RuPaul.
RuPaul.
Oh. RuPaul.
Who I think is an attractive woman and man. But I
totally agree. Yeah. Totally agree. RuPaul and I met, again, on OKCupid.
Hey.
Of course.
Oh, no, stupid.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this guy was, again, very, very cute.
Mm.
And he had like a big beard, which I'm not typically into.
I've never dated a guy with a beard.
I'm now into it. But
I am not typically into it either, but I have had that one moment with one and it's.
Really?
It's actually good. Pretty nice.
It's actually pretty awesome. Yeah. As long as they keep it clean.
Right.
Yeah.
That stuff can smell bad. But no.
I mean, it's
good. And it's actually pretty soft.
Yeah.
It can be. Not when it's short and stubbly,
no,
but
no,
like
no,
long.
No,
right, because
like
then it scratches.
Yeah, the one that was very long.
Yeah. And so he had this whole look about him, the beard and like the shaved sides of the head.
Hey.
And he just like, he was a good looking young man.
Hey.
Hi. And, you know, something happens when I'm around good-looking young men. Which
welcome
is that,
to our show.
Where I am. Basically, I throw the rules out the door. So I said to RuPaul, dude, and he really liked, oh, and he told me he was a professional musician.
Ooh.
And he really loved cooking.
Ooh.
Okay.
Checking all the boxes.
So you're going to sing to me.
And then you're going to bake me cookies.
And then you're
going to
cook for me.
Right.
This is fantastic.
This is amazing. So I say, you know what? We both like to cook. Aww. Why don't you just come over to my house for our first date and we'll cook dinner together?
Ooh.
Right? So typically, you know, I know most women would not invite a guy over.
Right?
For the first
that sounds
date.
Like, ooh.
I know, but Lauren would.
Yes.
Lauren Wildwood.
Lauren has.
And here's what happens when you do that.
Oh, tell me.
Oh. So he shows up a few nights later. He's got this brown paper bag of the main meal that he's going to cook.
Okay.
And he comes in and he is taking off his shoes in my foyer and he starts screaming. And
that is not what I thought you were going to say.
Right. And I don't just mean like, I mean blood curdling, screaming, like something is seriously, seriously
wrong.
Wait, because
the floor was cold?
Well, I'm like, oh my God, what's going on?
Right.
Tell me. And I'm thinking he's having a seizure.
Something.
There's a nail on the floor.
Thank you.
I dropped an earring and it, because those
right.
are. Right.
I was like, you screamed because you dropped an earring.
No, and then you step on it.
A minute.
And I'm just like, what? But it was, I mean, like a man really in pain and it didn't stop. So then.
Oh my God. It's awful. What happened?
So he eventually stops screaming and yells, I just stabbed myself.
Shh. What?
Right. And that was exactly my reaction. How the heck did you stab yourself? Like, how is that? What? You're in you're my in, hall.
I am nowhere right. near you.
And what? So here's
at
what.
At this point, you're like, we need to delete that we ever had phone numbers. I'm going to call 911 and be like, intruder.
What? So he tells me that in his paper bag, he had brought a freshly sharpened chef's knife that he'd put in the bag unsheathed.
Well, that's stupid.
Oh.
Isn't that what we just called OkCupid?
Yeah, right.
Okay. Guys, an idiot. So he, as he was taking his shoe off, was holding the bag.
And it just,
no!
And it stabbed him in the back of the leg repeatedly. As the bag swung.
Wait, hold on. Say that again.
As he
he's holding it like, and then the bag is like swinging on his arm.
On his arm, yeah. And he kept stabbing
and
himself.
And it kept just going back into his leg. So he's bleeding.
All over the place.
Oh my God. Oh my goodness.
And so I am absolutely frantic.
I mean, what do you do?
Well, I'm frantic. And I am running.
What?
You've broken Stacey.
Broke each other. Aww, it's our first date.
Virgin witness to a stabbing.
Self-inflicted stabbing.
We have shocked each other's worlds.
Police are there. Well, it was multiple stab wounds.
That's why I'm like multiple. Like, whoa.
Yeah.
So what?
So I'm running around the house.
Oh my
looking
gosh.
For a first aid kit.
I mean, anything.
And like, I'm
duct tape and a towel. Jesus.
Like. Right. And we actually did end up doing that at some point. But yeah. By the time I came back, I mean, there's just blood all over the floor.
Right.
And
do you still live in this house?
Yes.
You really creep people out and bring them over and be like, and that's where the blood landed.
Right. Because you can't say, well, no one died here. So I don't have to divulge anything.
He died about 5 feet away. Yeah. So
wait, it was off my property.
Right. Just one more blood. There it is. Okay.
Get off the property line. Yeah. So he, it's very clear, like, a Band-Aid is not going to solve this.
No.
Right?
So
I'm like,
oh, and as I mentioned earlier, I'm a writer. I write stories about my life. So this is like.
You better.
I'm just like, oh my God, this is amazing.
Right. You're like, I'm really concerned for you, but I need to get every
but this
note.
This is fantastic. Let's see how this like plays out.
Yes. And you will see. So we jump in my car and I'm like, okay.
Well, good for you.
Well, I mean,
it's not like he can drive.
Well, he can't drive. I mean, I'm not I'm not heartless.
Right. I'm not.
Well, like, in my mind, I would have called like 911 to be like, hey,
okay, it wasn't that bad. Like, he wasn't going to die from his wounds.
But he did need a hospital.
But he absolutely needed to get stitched up. Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
How did they explain this at the hospital?
Well, let me get there. We haven't even gotten to the hospital yet. So he's told me this thing about being a musician, and I'm a freelancer, and so I know that, like, you can't just go to any hospital our insurance.
That is very true.
So I say to him, I'm like, well, where are you insured? Where do I take you? Like, I don't want to take you somewhere where
it's going to cost him forever.
Cost him thousands of dollars.
That's very considerate of you.
Right?
Thank you.
You are level-headed.
I am.
Goodness.
And he says, well, I can go anywhere. I'm on Medicaid.
No.
And, I mean, the only thing I could... I was just like...
Do you know how Medicaid works?
Thank you.
I was like thinking to myself, well, I guess we have really different ideas of what success means.
Yeah, right?
Because...
That's...
No.
No.
Mm-hmm.
So we go to the hospital. He goes in. They put him in a room.
Oh.
And I go with him because I don't really know what else to do. And they're going to give him a tetanus shot, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to give it to him in his arm, and he stops them. And he says, oh, no, 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 I need you to use a different insertion point because I've used up that one.
Whoa. Whoa.
Okay, first off, I was in a skiing accident 10 years ago, and they did not give me the arm option. I had to get that stupid thing in my butt. So
you do have a nice butt, though.
And right as I was getting it, this lady walked in who was the girl who I was with. It was her aunt. She walked in like right as my butt's all out and needle in it. And, yeah. Anyway.
So I'm thinking, oh, my gosh.
Right.
He's like a heroin addict.
Right. That's where my mind went.
Yeah. And of course, the nurse is thinking something similar and asks him why.
Right.
Thank God.
Uh-huh.
And he says, Jesus. Oh, I'm on hormone replacement therapy.
She wins.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know what the contest is, but she wins. She. And your reaction, Lauren Wilde.
My reaction is he's trans. And like, I have no issue with that, but you really should
you have to
be upfront about it.
Disclose. So.
Brought a knife. If she wanted to, or if he wanted to, he could have made that story spin way different.
Right.
Well, hang on. I told her that I was in transition, and she stabbed me.
Thank goodness for Medicaid, huh, Doc? Like,
it's all covered.
RuPaul.
Oh, so, my
well,
God.
Wait, hang on. I'm thinking he's trans.
Right.
Right? And the... nurse asks, why are you taking testosterone?
Right.
Okay. He's not trans. He says, oh, I'm taking it for my physique and to look more manly.
What? So he's just vain.
For vanity.
Just vain.
For vanity. And somehow Whoa. Medicaid is paying for this, which I am getting more incensed about.
You're a fantastic writer, by the way. I'm just like, you've taken me on so many turns
it's
tonight.
It's up and down.
Right? We understand. We don't understand. Yes, it's happening. No, it's not.
It's RuPaul.
Oh, my gosh.
Right.
So he's just that vain.
Yes.
What did it, I mean, you said he was cute, but had it worked? Like,
I don't know.
Like, but when you saw
he
him,
wasn't he wasn't like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
But
He wasn't skinny. He wasn't super built. I mean, he was strong. I knew he was strong.
Wow.
I mean, yeah. So I was like,
his legs weren't.
Right. Sorry.
That meat was so tender.
Did you take right a off. Salt bath before you came over here? You're so tender.
Briny. It just became a date about cannibalism. Cannibalism in New Jersey, apparently.
Why do we go there? Well, we're not doing Russian, that's for sure.
Did you leave?
No.
You stayed.
This Listen, I'm a storyteller.
This is a gold mine.
This is a gold mine.
I mean, this is a heck of a nugget.
Right. So
I'm dying.
You broke Chelsea. All right, Ellen's left, and then you've got.
We're not even halfway done. So,
oh my god!
Oh, wait, how much time?
No, how much time do you have? No, you're okay. Okay, nobody's recording after us, so we'll just.
Okay.
Thanks, Dave.
We'll see it in the bill.
I'll be quick. So he gets stitched up, and he says, "You know, I'm really hungry. We should really go cook dinner." And I'm like, yeah, let's go do that.
Let's go cook. I have blood to clean up.
Right. I get home and my dog has licked up all his blood.
No! No! Oh my God! That's the dog that I kiss!
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So he.
So many twists. So many twists. Oh no, your dog has testosterone now.
Yeah, well, she's okay.
Oh, no.
Is it a she?
No, it's fine.
All of a sudden, he's undergoing just
some changes. Yeah.
Oh my gosh!
Got more facial hair.
Right. her beard just like
started growing.
But as long as they have a nice upkeep of the beard, it's fine.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Okay. Anyway, continue. So you go back to dinner.
We go back. He cleans off the bloody chef's knife.
In the foyer with the chef's knife.
And he starts cooking dinner. And he is making pasta carbonara, which I just want to point out is a dish in which having a chef's knife is completely unnecessary.
Not necessary.
Thank you.
At all.
Thank right. you. I was like, are those some real like beefsteak tomatoes? It's just like,
Right. Right. So he's making dinner, and I am a complete basket case.
Who wouldn't be?
I am drinking heavily, and the alcohol is not working, but...
I'm still here. Okay. Oh, my gosh.
But RuPaul...
No, you're good.
We're good. Okay, RuPaul had brought some weed.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, oh, yeah. Like, I don't actually smoke weed with any regularity, but in this case, I was like,
yeah,
girl needs some weed.
See, neither do I. I get on one hand the amount of times I've ever done it. And at that point, I'd be like, light it up. Let's do this. Because
so I get super high. I mean, super, super. I'm just like
it hits
smoking
you really hard.
Well, because I just keep smoking. I'm just until I'm
How many hours was it between when he got there and when you guys actually had dinner?
Well, we were at the hospital for probably an hour, hour and a half.
Which is actually pretty good. But
that's what I was thinking.
But active blood, they let you in. Like, they don't make you, you're actively bleeding, they take you back pretty quick.
Makes sense.
Yeah, okay. So it was, I mean, he probably came over on, I don't know, 6? And maybe we actually ate around 9 or something. I don't know, something like that. And so I'm just chilling and, like, relaxed and laying, like, kind of lying back in my chair, not really doing anything. And he starts doing what I learned later is called trauma bonding. And this is where people will actually tell you all of the horrible things that happened to them from childhood through adulthood as a way of bonding with you. And, like, you share your trauma with one another. Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like group therapy.
Right. But-
right.
We've met,
but not on a
today.
First date.
No, it's yeah. But I don't really care because
you're a writer and you're high
and I'm super high and this is going on.
Was
for,
the food good? How would you know?
The food was good. Well, when you're smoking weed, everything's good.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, I ate all that. I don't know.
Yeah, it was delicious. So he just, and he goes on for hours and he's just talking and I'm not really saying anything because I'm just like, yeah, whatever. And at some point he says to me, like, the first time I gave a woman a G-spot orgasm was nuts. It was like an ant.
I'm a virgin and I don't talk like that.
Wait, just hang on. He says, it was like an anaconda chewing and swallowing my hand.
Ah! That is, what?
Right. And by totally unprompted by me. Where?
The anaconda is not the anaconda.
Yeah,
okay.
I got that.
Okay.
Yeah, I
got
that.
Okay.
Yeah.
My anaconda don't want nothing.
But it's not that.
I know it isn't. Because it's a big old snatch. Like,
good job, Stace.
Just because I'm a virgin doesn't mean I'm uneducated.
Oh, my God. It's like, I've read Cosmopolitan.
I'm friends with sluts.
Oh, God.
Represent. Not you, but yeah. You know who I thought of.
Anyway.
So he makes that comment, and I'm like shocked into sobriety by it. And I say to him, I'm sorry, could you repeat that? I want to make sure I quote you correctly, because I started taking notes. And he was like, yeah, absolutely. And he repeats it, and I'm like writing it down. Okay. He knows he's going in a story. And I mean,
I just got your consent.
Yeah,
let me just
know this is happening.
Your middle name's Muriel, you said.
Social security number, you're high, you don't care.
So then he said, and I'm kind of uncomfortable, like I sort of want him to leave,
right?
But right, at this point you're like,
you
okay,
came in and bled all over my house,
my dog licked up your blood.
Right, and it's just like, it's getting late, and I'm like,
more upset about that than the stabbing.
Ditto, but I'm in the back of my mind, I'm like, but he brought that knife.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, that's not good.
That was weird.
I'm so happy
when
you're alive.
He cooked a meal that did not involve
that's
the knife.
That's why I'm like.
Yeah, that's not
But he
good.
Could have stabbed me after. I think he just wanted to show off his knife. I really do.
I think guys mostly usually feel like that.
Yeah.
I wonder if it felt like an anaconda.
Do you know what's really funny is my story has to do with a knife of sorts also.
Are we going to hear your story? Or do we have
no,
time?
No. We're going to, I think. We're gonna power through.
Oh my gosh.
And you never heard from RuPaul again.
Well, I didn't.
Yes. How
one
did
more,
he leave?
One more thing.
Right. So, like, I know there's thing. More.
So he starts, I'm really getting sober at this point, and he says, he keeps talking, and he says this thing out of the blue where he tells me about a time he was accused of raping a woman.
Oh my God. What?
Dear
yeah. God, in the name of Jesus.
And he says, again, just like out of the blue, like, how could I rape a woman in a car if I can't even open a pizza box in a car? What?
What? Why?
He did say anaconda. Why? So he's used to big openings.
What?
Pizza box.
I am sorry. If you can't. Okay. I don't think I want to date you in general if you can't open a pizza box in a car.
We're done. Top three things I need in a person. Loves Jesus. Opens a pizza box and is funny. No, number two, like, bye. Like, go home, Roger.
What kind of RuPaul. Issues are you having? Is it that the pizza box is in the front
and
seat?
He's and he's trying to thumb. Even
though you and what? Can you explain, what does a pizza box have to do with having sex,
sex with
in a car?
Having not consensual sex either.
By the way. That's what I was wondering with the whole like anaconda comment and then the pizza box. It's I'm like, those are both very large openings.
Yes.
That's
well,
what I was very...
How can I get that? It's not funny.
He apparently likes meatloaf first.
Oh my god!
I can only laugh because I know you're okay.
I prefer stuffed crust pizza.
That you can just walk into. Apparently,
I prefer a calzone.
That's got a big opening. Why not?
Hold the pizza so I can just eat all of the pizza. What?
Yeah.
That's what. I just want to know that you went to a judge at one point and that was your. Like, the lawyer's like, please don't say it. He's like, I'm going to say it. It's going to work fine. And the lawyer's like, no. I'm really going to recommend that you do not say these things. And then he's like, listen, judge, how could I be convicted of raping a woman in a car when I can't even open a pizza box in a car?
Like, you'd have to be high to say that statement. Like,
totally.
So then what did you do?
So at that point, and I'm sure he was super high, right? Like, we both
were. Oh, for sure.
Right, but continue.
So at that point, it was probably like 10 or 11, and I'm just done. Like, I am done. I'm not interested.
This was a marathon.
And frankly, I'm a little scared at that point. Like, and it
truth.
Talk about rape.
Yeah, no, that's not
that
appropriate.
Is, right. And you're in my house. I was like, all right.
Yeah, bye.
So I just was like, hey, you know what?
Ain't no lie.
I'm really tired. And he said, wow, that felt like it was 2 hours of verbal diarrhea I just vomited on you. And I said, yeah.
Yeah, the shower I'm going to need after this is real.
And I have to mop my floors because there was blood on them.
Right.
Even though my dog licked it up, he may vomit up later. I won't talk about it.
So he said, well, I had a really great time. And I was like,
oh,
okay.
Oh, this is a good time. I stabbed myself. I got a free ride to the hospital. Got right in there because Medicaid, testosterone, because I don't know if you've been peeping this, but hey.
Body.
Then I go back, made this girl some dinner because I got it like that. Hey, look at my shiny knife. Hey, let's have some weed because it's already awkward, but I'm doing fine.
Oh, by the way, now that I'm super high, I'm going to tell you about how I was accused of raping a chick. But don't worry, because I can't open a pizza box.
In a car.
In a car. But I had a great evening.
How, in what universe is that a great evening?
Thank
like,
you.
Where
what
is
have
that
your
a great
other
evening?
Evenings been like up until this particular evening?
That you're like, man, that was good.
Yeah.
You think he like the door closed and he was like, nailed it.
Right.
Oh, I am sure he did because I found out he kept trying to contact me.
Oh.
And I actually found out recently, this was months ago. I found out recently he was very upset that I never reconnected or like that I ghosted him.
Wow.
And yeah.
That is.
I was like,
well when RuPaul, does your book come out? Just let me know.
I am actually working on a book. So
you. Yeah. Let us know. We will pub the mess out
read,
of it.
We'll read excerpts from it.
Oh. Lauren Wild.
Lauren Wild. Thank you so much for the stories. Yeah, that was just.
There we go. Thank you.
Listen.
I'm warm.
I'm standing.
That was a standing
and I'm squatting because that's my New Year's resolution.
Okay, well, God, it's not even remotely on the same level as that, guys, just so you know. So this story is an oldie but a goodie.
Is this okay to tell it?
Yes, I'm going to tell it really, really quick.
Oh, okay.
I know, Ellen has a life tonight, and I got to go.
Oh, my gosh!
But seriously, no, Jess
plans?
Is in the other room. Like, Jess
plans?
Will turn us off if you need to roll.
Do you have
roll.
A date?
I just have a
you have a date?
Thing.
What are you doing?
Nothing. I just...
Your hair is down.
No, it's just a thing that I
with
do.
With a boy?
No.
With more than one boy?
Is it?
No, we just all stand on stage and try to make an audience laugh.
Oh, it's an improv thing.
No, it's
oh my gosh, where is it at?
It's at
where is it at? I want to go.
Well, change the venues. It's in Hampshire.
Oh, happens a lot, apparently. change of venues on people.
Well, no, because if you have to go, just run over to because Jess is in the other studio.
Walk in there during their show.
No, it's totally fine.
Dude, Chelsea will walk in there.
I will,
and then I'll punch people in the face like the other guy told me to do.
Well, how quick's your story? I mean, we're
it's. Do you want to just save it for next week?
We could always save it for
Let's
next
save it
week.
For next
ruin
week.
Your good. No, we already are 10 minutes over.
I appreciate your professionalism.
Oh my god! Okay,
let's save your story for next week.
Okay, I will save it for next week. Really, really, really quickly, we are going to do like two
first impressions. Oh, first impressions are the messages that Chelsea gets when she goes on dates when she's online, and these are the first responses that people send to her. Chelsea, let's talk about one
okay,
of them.
So this guy's name is Rinaldo.
Oh,
and the new update with Plenty of Fish's messages is that you can send an audio message now. Why any woman who works for Plenty of Fish was like, yeah, no guy's going to be creepy. The first message is literally just 30 seconds of
Shut
someone
up.
Breathing. Literally 30 seconds. I deleted
on.
It because I blocked him, so it deleted it. So I can't play it for you. But literally it was just... And I was like, why? Why? Ah! Block, 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 block. So this guy's name is Ronaldo.
Oh.
He's 34. Hey. His headline is weird. I'm going to try and play it.
I heard hairline.
So that you guys can. Oh, it's so quiet.
God bless your parents because they're fucking perfect.
Oh, F-bomb. Sorry. I'm going to play it again because I'm. Yeah.
Are your teeth real? Because if they're real, then. God bless your parents because they're fucking perfect.
Are your teeth real? Are your teeth real? Because if they're real,
hey,
what?
My porcelain princess.
What?
Talk about those bicuspids you got all in that mouth. I see you, girl.
I was like, no, I mean, they're real. Please don't take them. Jeez.
Why do your parents have to be effing perfect?
Right?
Can I just say perfect?
So then this next, but the other two are very sweet, but that was super creepy, right?
Yeah.
So,
can we use Romeo?
Can you meet
yes.
him?
Romeo. No, he's creepy.
At least you know you're
Romeo. Said, if you were a library book, I'd check you out.
That's kind of cute. I'm sorry. I'm in the mood for it. So
And then Ryan.
Let's, oh, nice.
Nice classic Ryan. It's not so aw, Stacey, you're going to be mad.
Oh, crap.
I bet you taste sweeter than a Georgia peach.
You're correct.
LOL. Why is that a laugh out loud moment?
That's real.
Yeah, so those were our first impressions.
Why would you laugh after that?
I know, right?
I could open a pizza box in a car. Yeah, LOL. I mean. Guess I'm no good with women. I just don't get it.
Lauren, thank you so much for your crazy stories.
Thank you.
Roller coaster. I laughed. I cried.
You broke me,
and that hasn't happened yet. So,
congratulations. It's your first time.
First time for everything.
I'm Chelsea.
I'm Stacey.
Thank you, Ellen. Thank you, Lauren.
Thank you.
And this is Reasons Why I'm Single.
Okay, bye.